This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world via the Internet, streaming online, and a satellite, too. Now, special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now via the Internet and satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping America rolling along, thank you. Now, a local shout-out goes to our roughnecks that are working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Northern Tundra, plus our Americans working around the world in the oil industry. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All righty, here he is, Kyle Warren, I'll get the right one in a minute. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It works right when you push the right button.
Right.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because yesterday, not only was our country founded under Judeo-Christian values, but yesterday, the 29th of the month, was Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day. And to all my Vietnam veteran brothers and sisters, thank you very much for a job well done and welcome home. I didn't hear anybody on any of the news networks say that yesterday, Kyle.
I did not either, Captain.
Yep. It's really getting to the point where, you know, they're, and I'm surprised. Fox should have known about it, but they didn't. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, golly, what a night we're going to have tonight. You know, the president took on CNN yesterday in the Sunday Rose Garden. Did you see that little back and forth with that reporter?
Yeah, I did see a little bit of that, and it was quite contentious, to say the least, yeah.
Well, the reporter jumped up there and threw the line out there about, well, you said this and you said that, but he didn't say the whole thing. He just said part of what the president said. And then the president said, well, you're not saying the whole thing, you're saying this. He says, well, I have more, and he added just like another sentence to it, but he still didn't complete the whole thing that the president had said, and he just tore him apart.
Well, exactly. I think that the president is losing a lot of patience, and I think understandably so. I think you have some of the media who are trying to, create an issue at these news conferences and take on the president, as it were. But I think the president is much more reflective of what the American people want in all this. They want information. They want results. And they have no time for, you know, sort of this back and forth or gotcha last kind of a thing.
Now, the other thing is when I was paying attention to that, I thought I'd do a little bit of checking. And come to find out, NBC praised China for its medical supplies, and it turns out that the COVID-19 tests, about about 70% of them did not work, and their masks they sent were defective too.
Well, that's right, and we know that especially in Italy, they were, just declaring them almost fake tests.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're going to get a 70% failure rate, can you imagine what that would mean, obviously, to real people who may be either released or told, no, you don't have it, or the way it goes into the calculations and how the government there in Italy would be responding to all this. It's really it's a travesty, and the fact that they're coming from China and after the whole thing started in Wuhan is terrible.
And then NBC's Chuck Todd asked whether or not if President Trump had blood in his hands, and not even Joe Biden agreed with him on that when he was interviewing Joe Biden, and he said, well, does the president have his blood in his hands? But then the one that really got me was the one with Rachel Maddow. She started out, and she said this earlier last week. She said, there's no sign the hospital ships will be ready for weeks yet. Well, let me see, Kyle. I believe it was yesterday, a hospital ship docked over there in L.A. where you're at, right?
That's right. That's in Mercy, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, and another one docks tomorrow in New York City.
That's right. And the only delay factor that I'm aware of, Captain, was the initial things that they were going through, some refits and so forth. They had to get underway, number one. But then once they dock, my understanding was that they would be ready to receive patients. They're not doing coronavirus patients.
No.
Other patients.
No.
But they would simply need 24 hours.
They're going to be a floating emergency room is what they're going to be.
Right.
To take the pressure off the emergency rooms.
Exactly. And that's 1,000 beds.
Each one
who of people who, if they need to be brought to the hospital ships, they're going to get the best care they could ever receive.
Right. And then there's something which we'll talk about because I see we're coming up on the break. There's something that's really strange out there, and it's the fact that Governor Cuomo, in a press conference earlier last week, had talked about the fact that they were noticing that some of the supplies that they had were disappearing. And he said that they were being, that he thought they might have been stolen, and the state police and New York State Police were investigating that. One of the people, it was either a politician or a reporter, held the president to task on that and said, well, there's no, I know who it was Joe Biden. Well, there's no evidence that anything's been stolen. I don't believe you. And we'll get into that when we come back, because Biden is really, really going off the deep end trying to be relevant here, and he's making mistake after mistake after mistake. But then again, could it be his dementia? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Frank Salvato, host of the Underground Podcast, and you're getting tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America with Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much. Frank Salvato will be around hour number 4 from the Underground USA Podcast. And, of course, Frank, for years and years and years, was the managing editor of the New Media Journal, one of the leading online publications, always in the forefront of everything that was going on. And he's just continued that over at the podcast level now at Underground USA. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, and I know a lot of you are, arthritis in particular, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches, or just general pain, then let me make a suggestion to you. How about trying the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor? I mean, after all you got to lose is pain. Now, it's only $19.95. That's number one. Number two, it's all natural. And number three, you take it the way they tell you to take it. And I would be willing to bet you, because we know in 80% of the cases, people that take it, that order it through us, stay on it. So it obviously works for the majority of the people that take it. So I want you to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the little tutorial there, the little click here for info about the 1995 3-week quick start. It'll give you a little quick video, a couple minutes long, tell you all about the ingredients, how they work, and then go ahead and order that 3-week quick start from 1995 at relieffactor.com/captain. Now, you can call if you want, 800-500-8384, but if you do, you got to tell them the captain sent you. Otherwise, you're not going to get the 1995 price. They're going to soak you for whatever the price is, full price on it. So you got to use the product code captain, or just go to relieffactor.com/captain for the 1995 3-week quick start. And let us know how you do after you get on it, because we know a lot of people get on it, and they get very, very happy with the results that are there, and away we go. All right, now, Kyle Warm, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden while he was vice president, at least three government reports came through his desk, as well as President Barack Obama. But Biden was the one that was leading this particular thing that I'm about to tell you. At least three government reports warned of a potential ventilator shortage, and they were ignored by Joe Biden. Now, this is a bombshell report that is showing up here all of a sudden, which was talking about the swine flu pandemic back in 2009, rather, the first one, when it triggered the largest deployment in U.S. history of the Strategic National Stockpile, which distributed 85 million N95 respirators, fitted face masks that block most of the airborne particles, along with millions of other masks, gowns, and gloves. But while Biden was vice president and he was put in charge of this, no effort was made to replenish the stockpile of masks, despite warnings from multiple experts and a 2010 report funded by the federal government recommending the repository of masks be restocked for a future pandemic. Holy cow.
Holy cow is right, exactly. And this went on, I understand, starting around 2003,
right,
all the way up through 2003.
But that would have been George W. Bush.
It would have been George W. Bush, but, of course, the most recent would have been the Obama administration. And you're right. They were told that, you needed to stockpile these kinds of things in case there was a pandemic. And so all through this, Captain, we see that, unfortunately, there is a breakdown, especially when something isn't sort of rearing up. And what President Trump and the Trump administration and the experts that he's brought together, what they've had to deal with is how do you ramp up? And by the way, it's not just as easy as Biden has also been criticizing President Trump, saying, well, he would have had the, Defense Production Act already going.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just you snap your fingers and they're already, all these things are ready to go.
Well,
it's not that simple.
Well, here are the facts. In 2009, the Obama-Biden administration scrapped the White House Health and Safety Office, which had been working on international health issues, meaning there was no dedicated pandemic office at the NSC for almost the entire time Joe Biden was vice president. Now, going along with the financial years 2013, 2015, and 2017, those were budgets put together by Vice President Biden and Barack Obama, their administration, it sought to cut hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for the CDC. When excluding Obamacare's Prevention and Public Health Fund for the Obama administration, it sought CDC cuts in five of its 8 years. So in other words, they put money into Obamacare and got rid of what they really needed to have right now.
Well, exactly right. And, again, even if the president and, again, the team that he's put together, they've been talking to these other private companies as well that are able to step up and help to make ventilators. They could be on pace to make thousands, of ventilators here very, very soon. But you're right. What we see happening in the past, again, what's unfortunate about this, Captain, is that it becomes, again, another war of, it's a counter information war, because the media wants to give a certain narrative, but yet look at what happened to the Obama.
I am reporting the facts of the case, and this is a report that's going to be coming out, and let's see here. It's coming from the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. But anyway, the final statement here to make about all of this is back in 2009, Joe Biden nearly caused a public panic during the swine flu outbreak with a reckless, irresponsible comment that was not supported by science or public health experts. And a Democratic senator bemoaned the fact that Biden had spread misinformation on national TV. And to prevent a public panic and a stock market slide, the Obama White House had to rush to clean up the mess Joe Biden made and publicly apologize for his incompetence. Now, Barbara Walters said Joe Biden was irresponsible, and Joe Behar said Biden doesn't remember he's the vice president sometimes during the course of a recent program when she was defending him.
Right. Well, again, this is unfortunately maybe, it was shadows of things to come with Joe Biden. And it's really interesting as Americans really take a look and see if the presumptive Democrat nominee, is this the person who can shepherd our entire nation and arguably the world
through
this horrible pandemic?
Doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. Now, we heard yesterday at the Rose Garden press conference that the president was going to continue the social distance guidelines until April the 30th, and that is because it's widely believed by the experts that are running the show that the peak of the deaths for coronavirus will occur around the middle of April, maybe a little bit sooner. And from that time forward, things will be going backwards and things will be dropping downward. We will have reached what they call the curve by that time.
That's right. And that's why I believe today is, I think the final day of the 15 days to slow the spread, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to evaluate this. And people should remember that the entire situation is fluid. And so we have to evaluate based on what we know each day mm-hmm. and what those projections are.
Yeah.
And the president, while it's unpopular, no doubt, and a lot of people are sad to hear it's going to continue for another 30 days, the social distancing guidelines, but we have to continue to do what we need to do, and that could change 2 weeks from now.
We have
to keep watching.
We need to be safe rather than sorry, and there's a major situation brewing right now in our nation's capital with not just Washington, D.C., but also Virginia and Maryland with the cases that are beginning to spike there, and that's not surprising considering what was going on in Washington, D.C., with people going and coming from places all around the world for different reasons coming to Washington, D.C., etc. Etc. And then the people that work in D.C. of course live in Virginia and Maryland.
Exactly right. And that's why even over this last weekend, with the possible threat of real restrictions on travel coming out of the New York area and others, that is now going to be, of course, just very strong advisories. But it goes to show.
Tell that to the people in Florida, because guess what? They've actually got a roadblock up on I-10 for Louisiana, and they're setting up the same sort of scenario where they're going to be checking out-of-state traffic coming in at the Florida state line, where they've got it like a construction zone speed limit, where they're slowing everybody down coming south from the north. And by the way, I did see yesterday a state trooper. Pull over a New York to Miami bus. It's one of those, I don't know if it's a tour bus or what it is, but a New York to Miami bus pulled it over on 275, and the trooper was handing the driver some sort of paper. Probably had something to do with the quarantine in place. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's extending social distancing guidelines until April 30th. He says things would have been a lot worse if he hadn't have acted so quickly.
2.2 million deaths. 2.2 million people from this. And so if we could hold that down, as we're saying, to 100,000, it's a horrible number. Maybe even less, but to 100,000. So we have between 100 and 200,000. we all together have done a very good job.
The head of the coronavirus task force, Dr. Deborah Burke, says the numbers are dreadful.
So in the model, and there's a large confidence interval, and so it's anywhere in the model between 80,000 and 160,000, maybe even potentially 200,000 people succumbing to this. That's with mitigation.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my radio line right now, my telephone line. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. They are the number two. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They've been in business for over 75 years, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, here's what I know about them, and here's what I can tell you about them from my own personal experience. If you got a car or a truck, they can insure it. They can also offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your ski-doo, your sea-doo, and get this, they have homeowners and renters insurance, too. Now, here's where you save money. Number one, if you're a safe driver, you get a discount every year. Number two, if you get your homeowner's insurance and your vehicle insurance, your car insurance with them, you get a bundle rate, which saves you money there. So, while everybody else is complaining about, my insurance went up or whatever, it's either because, number one, they weren't a safe driver and didn't get the safe driver discount. If their company offered it, I might add that. Or they didn't bundle it or didn't have the ability to be able to bundle it with a company to be able to get a cheaper rate. So that's the deal. Check them out. You can go online to find out what it would cost. You can get a quote online, or you can find out where your local agent is. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, okay? All right, Kyle Warren. And Professor of Politics is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, Dr. Fauci, over the weekend, projected the possible millions of U.S. cases All right? I don't think that's going to happen, number one. And number two, the possibility of 200,000 deaths. I definitely do not believe that's going to happen either, because these people, and the doctors are famous for this, are projecting the worst case scenario if everything falls into play the way it's supposed to be per the models that they've been using.
Well, that's right, and that's the key term, the models that they've been using. And so every time that you have an outbreak of whatever it might be, not necessarily this pandemic or on that scale, they do use the modeling. Now, I've heard Dr. Fauci talking about this, and basically he said he's never really seen the model go to the extreme, that to the extreme end of this is the absolute worst apocalyptic scenario. He always seems to find that they fall, hopefully somewhere in the middle or so, usually. So when he's talking about 100 to 2,000 deaths, that is an unbelievably big number, obviously, but it's down from the estimated 2.2 million that was thought early on. But with the mitigation factors that are in place, Captain, the unprecedented self-quarantining of so many people across this country, we're hoping that that number is going to be as low as possible. Right now, in the U.S., it looks like I think we have 2,500 deaths so far. 4,856 people have actually recovered from this virus, and we have about 142,500 people that are infected at this time that we know of. So hopefully, again, through these mitigation factors and everybody doing their part, we're going to have a low number of deaths, compared to 100,000.
All right, well, let me just throw this out there. Now, down here in Florida where I'm at, we've got about 4,200, don't quote me to the figure, but it's around 4,200 people that have come down with this. We've had roughly 100 deaths, something like that, here, with 25.1 million residents of Florida. Now, what we've got going for us down here is the temperatures all of a sudden have gotten very unseasonably warm. I mean, they've gone up to the 90-degree range, and they're there almost every day, and they're going to be there except for maybe one day this week where we might have some showers. All the temperatures are going to be 85 to 90 degrees, maybe even some warmer temperatures inland. That causes the virus to die.
Right. Exactly right. Just as we've seen with the seasonal infections like the flu or the cold, common cold, although people can get a summer cold and this kind of thing, but generally speaking, when the warmer weather comes along, that's very bad for the virus. But again, all these, so we may assume that there might be a seasonal factor to it, and it's exactly what Dr. Fauci was talking about. You have various assumptions that you make about how you make these kinds of predictions, but this is, again, and I'm not a scientist or a doctor, obviously, but
no.
But you get a fever, and the reason your body gets a fever is to try to kill the virus, basically. Mm-hmm. Heats it up.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on here. Now, Texas is quarantining people from Louisiana and some of the other states like New York, Washington, New Jersey. If you come from those states and you come to Texas and they know about it, you get off an airplane, get off a train, get off a bus, then they are quarantining the place, quarantining the people, telling them they gotta go, isolate themselves for 14 days.
Well, right. And this is, part and parcel of the modern world in which we live. You can have people move around within a space of a few hours. I could be in New York City from the California coast in the space of just a few hours, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they have to be, mm-hmm. Very, very particular and almost mm-hmm. aggressive, in the sense that they want to make sure that anyone's coming in is either going to be tested mm-hmm. or quarantined for the health of the safety of the others.
Now, I don't know who the insurance companies are, but yesterday the president said there were two health insurance companies that were waiving the COVID-19 payments, and I'm not sure who they were. I didn't hear any mention, and I don't know. Do you know?
I know one of them is Humana.
All right, that's a big one.
Yeah, and we'll find out the other one here. I do recall him saying a couple of different insurance companies. But yeah, we'll definitely get that info. But that's right. They would be waiving the co-payments and other things having to do with coronavirus, from what I understand.
Now, here's the other thing that's going on right now. We know some hospitals are hoarding the ventilators in the virus fight. We also know that from the reports that we got from New York State and from what Governor Cuomo said, that they were investigating the theft, what they called the theft out of some of the hospitals and healthcare facilities of some of the supplies that were showing up. Now, that has to do, in my humble opinion, with probably the black market.
Well, that's right. And the way the president was talking about it is that you have one client, according to a medical distributor, Owens and Minor Incorporated, they go from 10 or 20,000 to 300,000 or more masks and so forth. And
all right.
What's going on?
Now, let's real quickly jump to the telephone lines because we're getting close to break time here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jim from Tampa. Captain, another great show.
Thank you. What's up?
When these Democrats, political opponents, make these exaggerated claims about all these people who are going to die and how long it's going to take, the follow-up question should be, so if this many people don't die and it doesn't last this long, then Trump has done a good job, hasn't he? And we could catch them in their own lies.
Yes, exactly. You are so right. Thank you very much, Jim.
They exaggerate again and again and again.
Yep, thank you, Jim. Okay, and Kyle, you know, he brings up a good point. The CNN reporter that stood there and tried to bring up the old news that had already been debunked and tried to catch the president doing whatever by using some of the words but not all of the words, and it's words matter. Words matter. It's how you use what you got to say that determines whether or not something's being done. And he threw some part of a statement out there the president said, but it wasn't factually correct because he didn't mention all of it.
Well, exactly, and that's selective quoting, to say the least. And by the way, Captain, looks like the other health organization, including Humana, it's Cigna. They won't require many of their customers to make co-payments or other cost-sharing for COVID-19 care.
So that's Cigna.
Cigna and Humana.
Oh, Cigna. Okay, all right. Yeah, there you go. I know who both of them are. All right, and by the way, Humana was going to merge with somebody. Well, I guess they didn't do it. But anyway, there was going to be somebody was going to merge with Humana. I don't know who it was. But Humana is one of the leading ones, one of the largest ones. And, of course, then you've got Blue Cross Blue Shield and some of these other companies that are out there. But we haven't heard anything from them, just Cigna and Humana, right?
Yeah, those are the ones that the president mentioned exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, one would think that you're going to see some other companies that follow suit.
All right, you're going to stick around, right?
Oh, yes.
We're going to take a break. And, folks, I need to tell you that the president did declare a major disaster in Washington, D.C. And, again, I'm telling you, the next epicenter is going to be Washington, D.C. because the cases are starting to build up. And I'm not surprised, neither should you be. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Bible reporting. Get ready. We're going to rock the house.
Come on.
That's one small breath of a man. One small breath of your parent. Thank you.
little Aerosmith in concert. Wow, holy smokes. That was a Boston Strong concert, too, by the way, a few years ago. That's Aerosmith, and I'm telling you, you want to talk about somebody that can get it down. You know, Steven Tyler, the lead singer of Aerosmith, is a senior citizen. Do you know that, Kyle?
I do. Exactly.
Yeah, and he can bounce around like he's 18 years old. I don't know what it is. He must be double-jointed.
He's got something, I'll tell you.
All right, well, let's get going here. Whoops, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And Pilots and Flying J's, definitely a step up as to what you might already be stopping at somewhere out there. So give them a try when you see them. Thunderstorms, heavy rain, gusty winds in the southern United States coming around. Also, rain and mountain snow in the northwest, and I mean, we got us a humdinger going on up there, starting out in Washington State, in Oregon, in Idaho, and Montana. Now, a storm tracking along the southern U.S. is going to bring gusty winds and critical fire weather threats to the high plains. Right now, if you're in eastern New Mexico, there's a fire threat advisory, central New Mexico, eastern part, and El Paso, Texas, all the way over, probably 100 miles east of El Paso, you've got a fire threat advisory right down to the Mexican border, so be careful there. And the potential for severe storms with damaging winds and heavy rain in the lower Mississippi Valley today is also there. You might see that anywhere from Louisiana to Tennessee to Kentucky to southern Illinois, anywhere in that range moving to the east. And then this strong Pacific storm is going to bring lower elevation rain. That means Richard the Marine's probably going to see rain and heavy mountain snow to the northwest. Snow levels will dip to 1,500 feet, creating hazardous mountain travel. Now, Cabbage tonight, I-84, you've got snow starting in. It's going to be down all the way down into Pendleton. The central part of Oregon, we've got snow in the mountainous areas of Oregon. Also Mount Hood, I can see snow there. I can see I-5 running north and south to the east of I-5 in a higher elevation snow all the way from Northern California all the way up to Washington State and then to the east of I-5 in the mountainous areas. You've got snow when you get up around Seattle, going east out of Seattle, Snoqualmie snow, a winter storm warning to the north towards Vancouver, north and east of Seattle, and then we've got snow over to the east in the Yakima-Wenatchee area with some high winds down below in the lower elevations. And again, coming up to Hood River Valley, getting up on top of Cabbage tonight, you're going to have some snow today and tonight all day and all night. Now, Kyle, California looks pretty docile tonight. I don't see anything down there. You getting any weather?
Really nothing to speak of. It was a pretty pleasant day. For the next few days, it looks like we've got 70 degrees, 72 degrees, no real rain in the forecast for Southern California.
Okay, now moving over into Montana, folks, and east of Coeur d'Alene over in Montana, 4th of July tonight. We've got some snow starting in up there. You know what that means. At any time, depending on how much and what kind it's going to be, you might wind up hanging iron, so just be prepared for that. And the snow in Montana comes all the way down. Comes all the way down to Idaho and Boise. You've got snow outside of Boise as you come out of Boise and start climbing up there. So be advised of that. Winds in western Wyoming. And then a little bit of rain in the northeastern part of Montana tonight, just to kind of entice you, I guess. North Dakota, you got rain over in the Fargo area. And it runs north for a ways. And a little bit of scattered showers also in South Dakota, some scattered showers on the Missouri and Nebraska line down there, southeastern Nebraska, some scattered rain up in Wisconsin tonight, might be a few showers in Minnesota by the looks, and then up and down the Mississippi River Valley, you've got some scattered showers there as there may be some weather developing. Now, over in central Pennsylvania, I-81 and the Pennsylvania Turnpike tonight, we've got some fog in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area. Kyle, it looks like as if coming up out of Maryland, there's fog coming out of Maryland, coming up into the mountains of Maryland, and hitting a little tip of West Virginia and going up into the central part of Pennsylvania, probably right about where the Pennsylvania Turnpike and I-70 come together along with, right there in that area.
Yeah, exactly right. And, of course, that means slow down. We're out there.
And then there's Maine. Boy, you can't get, you know, if you don't like what the weather's like in Maine, just wait a few days. We have got another snowstorm in Maine, way up in the northern part of Maine. If you guys are going up there to grab some French fries, guess what? Good luck. Because once you make the turn coming up I-95 and head US-1 north up through there, you're going to wind up, by the time you get to Caribou and Presque Isle, Maine, you are going to be in it. And there's a winter storm warning up there in the very northern part of Maine right now for some really bad weather driving conditions, as well as all across the northern part of Maine from New Hampshire all the way over. So that's the weather for tonight. Kyle, you see anything I missed?
No, I think you covered it pretty well. But there is a lot going on. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Now, don't forget, folks, guys and girls and everybody out there in the highways and byways, we know that those of you that are out there trucking the coronavirus supplies back and forth are doing a bang-up job, the UPS and the FedEx guys out there. And we did get a question from a listener about whether or not they thought that some of these packages that were being delivered, whether or not there could be any germs on them from the virus. And they mentioned Amazon. Well, it's not just Amazon. I would say that it could be any package you would get, because myself, over the weekend, I got one package from FedEx and I got another one from UPS, and they left them just outside the door. And I opened them outside, which was the thing they tell you you're supposed to do. And what's the other couple of things you were telling me about?
Well, Captain, I've heard a couple of different, medical experts and so forth talk about this kind of thing. You know, obviously the mail that's coming to you, you'd have to be careful with that. I heard one person say, and of course you have to make your own decision on this, but, leave the mail out for about a day or so that any virus that's on it is going to hopefully die off. But you can have the virus on packaging. And so even when you bring things home from the supermarket, they've been touched by somebody somewhere, and a lot of people are recommending to wipe things down and open your packages outside, bring your groceries in, and wipe it all down so that you're not getting any kind of virus coming in your house.
Yeah, and hold that thought. And, folks, I opened my package outside, my packages outside, I should say. I had my surgical gloves on when I did it, because I still have from when I was an EMT, I still have a couple of cartons of the surgical gloves. So I used that, opened them outside, threw the paper away, came inside, and made sure I washed my hands after I got done and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, we're coming back with more Top of the Hour news. Kyle Warren will be back, hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.